It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Jason Gymnasium in Jefferson City. The final regular season doubleheader in the MIAA. Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University are matchup this afternoon. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, for this Bearcat women's team that will be up first this afternoon, it will be the final game of the season with their loss against Lindenwood on Thursday. They are out of the running for the MIAA postseason tournament, but really that doesn't make this game less important when you think about wanting to go into the postseason on a positive note.
You're exactly right, and that's one of the things that Coach Buck Shield's been talking about in the last day and a half or so since that loss. Just talking to this team, saying, let's go into the offseason with a positive taste in our mouth, come out and perform well against the team that they played well the last couple of years as well, and just go in and build off of this game and go into next season.
Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University, our doubleheader. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll be back with more from Jefferson City right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at Jason Gymnasium before today's matchups between Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University. And as you can tell, the infamous Lincoln University band is here, energetic and loud as can be. They do bring up the vibe for sure here at Jason Gym. Look around the MIAA in the final day of the regular season. It's going to be all afternoon matchups around the conference. University of Central Oklahoma is at home. They'll be facing Emporia State. Also, Lindenwood back at home. They're taking on Missouri Western this afternoon. Washburn is on the road in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, facing Northeastern State. And Central Missouri travels to Pittsburgh State to close out the regular season this afternoon. This look around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Scheel. That's right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before the doubleheader this afternoon between Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University. Talking now with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri women's basketball team, Buck Shield, before the women's matchup here. Buck team coming off a tough loss Thursday night at Lindenwood, a game where he started out pretty well, first couple, 3 minutes of the game, but Lindenwood went on a run midway through the first quarter, opened things up, and you just could never get back in the ballgame at that point.
Yeah, they really got hot there in that midway through that first quarter, and we stayed just kind of... bland, and you know there was really nothing that we could do that was going to get us going, and you know we dug ourselves such a hole in that first half that it was pretty hard to get out. And you know I thought in that second half we had some kids play pretty hard throughout that second half of the game, but we didn't do it collectively as a group. And you know that's one of the biggest areas going into today that you know that we have to have and that I expect to see out of this group.
One of the tough things about that, you went into the game with an opportunity with a win to still be in the running for that final spot and they might have liked postseason tournament, and they got a little bit of help from Lincoln as well and just couldn't quite take advantage of that.
Yeah, you know, I had a feeling going into Thursday night that that Missouri Western was going to get beat, and I knew we just had to come out and get a win to extend our opportunity to today and you know continue to you know put the decision making in our hands. But you know that wasn't the case, and so you know going into today's game we just got to come out and we got to play with as much pride as we can and just use the opportunity to finish the season on a positive note with a win.
When you look at that first meeting with Lincoln, pretty good start to your team in that first half. Had a lead at halftime, really a substantial lead at halftime, then held on to pull out the 1.1. Just kind of talk about keys to maybe getting out to the good start and maybe keeping that up this afternoon.
I think the biggest thing for us is really executing offensively against Lincoln there. They're aggressive defensively, but they tend to gamble quite a bit and get out of position and things like that. And so for us, as long as we execute and really you know really set screens and make sure that we're cutting hard and doing everything to our fullest effort, you know that's definitely going to give us an advantage as far as execution. And then for us, you know, defensively, we have to play real solid against them. They're very aggressive going to the basket. They've got a real good post presence inside offensively and even on the defensive end too, but you know we have to play really good team defense today, which that's one thing that we did for, you know, three and a half quarters against them the first time.
And when you look at their stats this year compared to a year ago, they've really improved on the boards compared to a year ago.
Yeah, you know, they're very aggressive, you know, getting to the rim and getting to the glass and things like that, and that's an area that we've struggled with, and you know, it's been an area for us that we've really been fighting all season, and you know, we continue to push them and things like that, and so we're really going to have to do everything we can to just limit their second and third chance opportunities coming into today's game.
And again, when you look at their stats as well, one of the big keys in stopping Lincoln is slowing them down in the third quarter. Seems like they come out of the locker room at halftime a different team than what they are in the first half.
Yeah, they're extremely aggressive in that third quarter, and you know, it almost just seems like they kind of flip a switch, and so you know, for us, we're going to have to make sure that we stop and we limit any kind of runs that they make, but then also come out with that mindset to make a run of our own right out of that second half and definitely set the tone rather than playing on our heels to start the second half.
I touched on this a little bit, but the final game of the season, you know that going into today's contest. What are some things you tell this team when you've got such a young squad right now that have had an opportunity this year to get a lot of minutes in and some valuable minutes to build on, but what do you tell a team going into this final game?
Well, with our situation, with, like you said, with it being our last game, you have to come out and you just have to play with a lot of pride. You know, you've got to do everything that you can to finish the game on a positive note or finish the season on a positive note with a win. And, you know, it kind of is what it is. We put ourselves in this situation, and, you know, we have to use this last game as just that opportunity to continue to grow and use it as another opportunity to play together and go out and compete together and finish the season on a positive note.
All right, well, Buck, good luck today.
Thank you.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball team, Buck Shill. Stay tuned. We're back. Have the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Up for Northwest Missouri State, a familiar lineup: Jalen Haggard, Mallory McAndrews, Tanya Meyer, also Kaylani Maiava, rounding out the starting lineup along with Kylie Coleman. On the other side for Lincoln, it'll be Amber Braxton, Bree Coleman, Tyler Brown Henderson, Kaylee Foster, and CeCe Lopez. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University. The women's game is first, and it's up next. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Housing Company.
We're back at Jason Gym in Jefferson City, Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University. The matchups this afternoon, Northwest women's team playing their final game of 2017-2018 season. The Bearcat men later on this afternoon will be looking for an outright championship in the MIAA. And John, I know after the game at Lindenwood on Thursday, we were kind of watching to see if Southern would lose. They did not. And I think if you ask the coaches for Northwest, they almost maybe would prefer that, so that the team will come out here, play hard, and really feel like they earned the outright championship if they can get a win today.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. They weren't too disappointed when they saw that Missouri Southern came back and won over Central in overtime. And the simple task here this afternoon, not simple, but I mean, from the standpoint of what they need to do to have that outright title, just come out, play well against Lincoln University, and pick up a win and go into the conference tournament on a winning note.
And when you think about it, also the top seed on the line as well. If they end up in a tie today, they actually would end up as the second seed in the tournament, because Missouri Southern would be the team they were tied with, and Southern swept the regular season series. So when you look at it that way, there is something on the line today.
Oh, no doubt about that. That top seed means an awful lot going into this next weekend's action down in Kansas City at the MIAA tournament. So they want to go in, play well today, get a little bit of momentum coming into that, get that top seed, and see what happens next week, and hopefully down the line that an opportunity to maybe host the regional again this season. So they've got a lot to do yet this year.
While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. They're finishing up announcing the starting lineups for Lincoln University before we get underway in this women's matchup here this afternoon. Let you know that today's game is underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, brothers Steve and Dan Miller. Northwest wearing the road black and green uniforms once again tonight. The home gray and blue for Lincoln University. Northwest out on the court, waiting Lincoln to head their way. Kehlani Maiaba will be in the center circle for Northwest. And she will be right across from Bree Coleman, who will jump up for Lincoln University. We're just about set to go here. Ball is in the air. The tip will be controlled by Lincoln, as they'll work from left to right here at Jason Gym as we look at it. Ball comes out to the top of the key. That's Tyler Brown Henderson with it there. Brown Henderson looking for some movement away from the ball, not seeing a whole lot. Now works it out to the left side for CC Lopez. Lopez dribbles with it at the top of the key. Still not much movement for Lincoln away from the ball. Lopez launches the shot, no good. Rebound and follow, though, is good for Bree Coleman. So Coleman with the first 2 points of the game. And Northwest Missouri State with their first possession, facing a little bit of pressure in the backcourt from Lincoln. Now a steal at midcourt. The other way with it. Coleman takes a pass down low. Maiaba there defensively. Coleman with the fadeaway. Overshoots it. Rebound tipped out. Haggard will come up with it for Northwest. Haggard gets the pass down court. Tanya Meyer takes the pass there. Meyer back out to Haggard near midcourt. Northwest gets into the half-court offense. It works over to the left side for McAndrews. Now to the right, Coleman on the drive. Double team, kicks it out to Haggard. Back to Coleman, steps back and takes the shot from the corner. Her toes were on the arc. So just a two for Coleman, nearly a three, but it ties the game with 8:43 to play in the first quarter. CeCe Lopez calls out the offense from the top of the key. Works it over to Coleman left side. Now to Brown Henderson. She'll dribble with it, working against Kylie Coleman. Gives it up to Foster, who drives, goes up with the shot. That one no good. And then on the rebound, Tanya Meyer and Kehlani Maiaba, each in position. And Meyer comes out of there with the basketball. Meyer across midcourt, right side. Out near the center circle is Haggard. Over to the left for Coleman. Now to Haggard. Onto the right corner, McAndrews. Open, the three on the way. That's off the right side of the rim. The rebound tipped out by Meyer, but chased down by Brown Henderson for Lincoln. Inside it goes to Bree Coleman. Coleman double team, trying to get rid of it. The ball knocked loose by Maiaba, and it's picked up by Coleman. So Maiaba with the steal. Northwest getting into the offense the other way. Game tied at two. We're just over 2 minutes into it. On the left wing, Coleman inside to Maiaba. Fakes right, goes left into the lane. The shot no good. And Bree Coleman with the rebound for Lincoln. Lincoln coming into this game winless in the MIAA this year, and they're going to take a timeout with 7:38 to play in the first half. Northwest and Lincoln tied at two. We're back right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back at Jason Gymnasium in Jefferson City, Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University in the women's matchup. Tied at two with 7:38 to play in the first quarter. Today's game underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. And Northwest Dell carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. And you know, John, we kind of give the Lincoln band a hard time for as loud as they are, but boy, they are good.
They certainly are. They really knocked out the national anthem a few moments ago. And they put on a show as well as the great music that they provide. It's not often that you see man come in that might be more athletic than the basketball players on the floor, and they are good.
Absolutely. Lincoln Ball coming out of the timeout. Cross midcourt is CeCe Lopez. She'll give it top of the key to Brown Henderson. Looking inside at Coleman. Can't get it to her. Tries the drive. A crossover. Now double teamed over to Coleman. Six-footer on the way. Good for Bree Coleman. 4 points for Coleman. She has all the points for Lincoln. They lead Northwest by two. Bearcats with the basketball. Haggard onto the left side for McAndrews. Now to Haggard. Over to the right, Coleman. To Haggard between the circles. One dribble, works it to Coleman. Touch pass inside to Ma'ava. High post, Meyer. Top of the key, Haggard. Right side, Coleman. Good ball movement on this possession. Gets a wide open look for McAndrews' left side. Shot no good. Rebound, Meyer. Thought about the follow, but was double teamed. Kicks it out. Over to Coleman. Now inside to Ma'ava. Up with the shot off the glass. Good for Kehlani Ma'ava.
Well, that was a great offensive possession. You talked about the good ball movement. It resulted in a good look inside. I think it's important for Northwest to get off to a great start today like they did in the first meeting with Lincoln.
Teams tied at two. A shot from 17 just beyond the free throw line. No good for Tyler Brown Henderson. Northwest out of there with the rebound and quickly up court. Haggard over to the right side to Coleman. Inside to Meyer this time. Meyer spins. Kicks it out for Haggard. Haggard between the circles. Works it back to the right to Coleman. Now to Haggard. They'll swing it around left McAndrews. Looks in at Ma'ava. Instead, high post to Meyer. She'll drive with it. Goes up with a shot right side. Good for Tanya Meyer. Meyer playing in her final game as a Bearcat. Cross midcourt. Faith Frentle. Frentle dribbles to the free throw line. Wants to get rid of it, but having a hard time finding anybody. Good defense by the Cats. Has to hand it off to Kaylee Foster. Now back to CeCe Lopez. She's at the top of the key. Goes on the drive. Kick out pass to the right corner. Now up to the wing for Foster. A three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound goes to Brown Henderson. 15-foot follow. No good and out of bounds. The air ball will get it back to Northwest Missouri State. And Maria Dettlinger will check into the lineup, taking the place of Ma'ava. 5:48 to play in this first quarter. 6-4, Northwest with the lead. Cats picked up a win against Lincoln at Bearcat Arena. Trying to sweep the season series. Now Haggard looks to work it to the right side. Dribbles to the wing. Gets it top of the key for Coleman. Coleman on the drive down the left side of the lane. Bump. Couldn't quite get the shot to go, but she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two.
Well, I thought that one was going to go as she tossed that up anticipating the contact and gets an opportunity to get two at the free throw line, but boy, that was nearly a chance for a three-point trip down the floor.
Lajanae Kimbrough called for the foul. The first free throw is good for Kylie Coleman. She'll get another opportunity at the line. Northwest up 7-4. Second free throw is on the way, and that one is good. So it's an 8-4 game. Northwest up 5:32 to play in the first quarter. Cross midcourt left side. CeCe Lopez with it. Now brings it to the top of the key. Kimbrough on the drive. Kick out to the right wing. Brintle dribbles into the lane with it. Wants to go up with a shot. Double team. Kicks it out. And a drive by Kimbrough. Her shot blocked away and out of bounds. Meyer got a hand on it for Northwest. And the Bearcats will inbound baseline right. Or excuse me, Lincoln will inbound baseline right. 14 seconds on the shot clock for the Blue Tigers. The inbound comes underneath to Bree Coleman. She spins, trying to get a shot off. Does. Can't get it to go over Maria Dettlinger. Good defense by Dettlinger. And Meyer pulls down the rebound for the Cats. Meyer with it on the right side now. And throws it over to the right to McAndrews, who cut toward the baseline. So the ball sails out of bounds. And Lincoln will get it back on the turnover.
Talked about Lincoln, a team that struggled in the MIAA this year. Injuries has really hurt them. They've only had two players that have played in every game this year.
Right side, Coleman out to the top of the key. Foster works it over to the left for Lopez. Down low, Coleman. She squares with it. Goes in the lane. Spins up with the shot left side. No good. And the rebound out of bounds off of Kylie Coleman. That time, Coleman defense, Bree Coleman, that is defended well by Tanya Meyer. And now Mallory McConkie checks into the lineup in place of Coleman. And for Lincoln University, Alicia Kelke will check in. So the inbound will come from Kimbrough. Baseline right, 4:46 to play in the first quarter. Comes out to Lopez, now between the circles. That's Brintle. Brintle on the drive, spins in the lane, up with the shot, got it to go. Faith Brintle with her first points, 8-6. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. 4:32 to play in the first quarter. Cross midcourt, McConkie on the right wing, down to the baseline. Kicks a pass in the corner. Meyer will take a three from there, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. So Meyer with 5 points, that's the lead for Northwest. Lincoln with the basketball on the right wing. Kimbrough kicks it out to the top of the key. Brintle looks inside, gets it to the high post. Kelke will work it over to the left side, and it goes right through the hands of LaJanae Kimbrough. The Northwest will get it on the turnover as Tyler Brown Henderson checks back in.
Seeing both teams commit a couple of careless turnovers in this first quarter.
Haggard brings it up the floor, pressured in the backcourt by Kimbrough. Now a double team comes her way right near midcourt. She gets around it, ahead to McConkie. McConkie on the drive, a floater from six, in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, and coming out of there with it will be Brown Henderson for Lincoln. Outlet to Brintle. Ahead on the cut to Kimbrough. Shot on the right, no good. Another fight for the rebound, tipped out loose, and Dettlinger will come out of there with it. We saw Meyer able to rip it out of the hands of Kelke. And Northwest with possession. Haggard ahead to McConkie. She'll dribble to the right wing with it. Double team, gets it to Haggard. Open for three. Got it. Nothing but net for Jalen Haggard.
A lot better ball movement in this first quarter than what we saw Thursday night against Leonardwood, and they're finding the open person because of that.
Lincoln with the basketball. Northwest up 14-6. Top of the key with it is Brown Henderson. Looks inside, gets it there. Kimbrough on the drive. Layup on the left, no good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer. Meyer gets it to Haggard with some pressure in the backcourt. Haggard will bring it across right side. Now dribbles to the center circle. Coach Buckshield calls out the offense. And Haggard works over to the left side of the floor, still out near midcourt. Ahead to McConkie on the left wing. McConkie gets a screen from Dettlinger on the drive. Now kicks it out. Meyer open for three. That one rattles down for Tanya Meyer. Her second three of this first quarter. 8 points for her, and it's a 17-6 lead for Northwest. Cici Lopez at the top of the key. Tried to drive. Cut off by Haggard. Backed it out. Tries again. Again cut off by Haggard. Out to Brinkle. She'll launch a three. Nothing but net for Faith Brinkle. 5 points for Brinkle. Inbound came to Meyer as Cici Lopez covering Haggard, keeping her from taking the inbound. Now McConkie will dribble it into the front court. Works it out to Haggard near the center circle. Tries to go to the right side, does for Dentlinger. Now to Haggard. Haggard with a crossover. Dribbles near the corner, brings it back top of the key to McAndrews. Looks inside at McConkie cutting through with eight on the shot clock. Now McConkie takes it in the corner. Drives baseline into Dettlinger. Shot on the left side. No good for Dettlinger. And the rebound for Brown Henderson for Lincoln University. 1:51 to play in the first quarter. Lopez with it on the left side to the top of the key. Kimbrough. She'll take a three, given some space. Probably shouldn't have. That ball missed badly in the rebound to Tanya Meyer.
Oh, he missed badly on just such a poor shot. She didn't have anyone inside to rebound either. The Bearcats had everyone blocked up.
Haggard works it to the left side for McConkie on the wing. Now down low to Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles up with a shot in the lane, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. Meyer struggled a bit on Thursday, but she's out to a great start here tonight, or this afternoon. 10 points for her. Northwest up 19-9. On the right side is Kimbrough. Works it out, top of the key, Brintle fakes on a three, gets the screen, up with a 15-footer, it's off the left side of the rim. McAndrews with the rebound, and then Brintle trying to come up from behind to swipe it away, gets called for the foul, that'll be her first, team's second. Macy Williams, Kylie Coleman, and Kehlani Mayava into the lineup for Northwest. McConkie and McAndrews will stay on the floor, 106 to play in the first quarter. And the Bearcats are up 19-9.
One of the things Coach Schill talked about in the pregame interview is to be aggressive on the boards. And so far, Northwest doing a good job against a very good rebounding team out of Lincoln.
And a double dribble as Macy Williams, a little indecisive on whether or not to try to pass it to McAndrews with a defender coming up on McAndrews. The ball slips out of her hands. So that will give it to Lincoln. Cici Lopez across midcourt. Goes over to the left side for Brown Henderson. Brown Henderson gets a screen, gets to the free throw line, guarded by Mayava, has to kick it out. Brintle between the circles. 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Brintle gets a screen, top of the key, launches it down low on the pick and roll. Shot up by Kelke, and it's good. Alicia Kelke with her first points, and then a turnover on the inbound as Macy Williams with the foul. She gave a shove to Cici Lopez to try to get open, and so that will give it to Lincoln underneath their own basket with 32 and a half seconds left to play in the first quarter. That's the first on Macy Williams. And Lopez will inbound baseline left. Looking in the lane, Can't get it there. Skips it out to Brentel. Left of the key. Beyond the arc. Now inside to Brown Henderson. Back in. And hits the shot. Brown Henderson with her first points. And it's a 19-13 game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Williams across midcourt. Pressured by Lopez. Goes to Mayaba. Over to the left side for Coleman. Coleman on to the right, McAndrews. Long three for McAndrews. Good. Mallory McAndrews with her first point. 5 seconds to play in the quarter. Brintel quickly across the timeline with it. To the top of the key, crosses over, bumps into Mayaba. And they're going to call her for a travel after the bump. But quick question here is, are they going to put some time on the clock? That whistle came before the buzzer. And the two teams went to the sideline. The officials are telling them to come back out. I think they're going to put some time on the clock.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't know what, maybe a couple of seconds at most.
Yeah, maybe a second or two somewhere in there, but not going to give Northwest a whole lot of time. Well, they're going to put point three on, so not much Northwest is going to be able to do with this. You basically have to tip it up toward the basket, and the Cats won't have time to really do that. I really thought there probably should be at least a second, if not more, but
yeah.
The inbound will come to Coleman, and the first quarter ends with Northwest leading at 22-13 over Lincoln. We're back for the second quarter after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back at Jefferson City, Northwest Missouri State starts the second quarter with the basketball. McAndrews on the right wing. Bearcats lead at 22-13 over Lincoln University. Into the right corner, McAndrews into Mayaba. Tipped away from behind, but Mayaba picks it up. Back down on the dribble, spins, tries the up and under move, knocked to the floor by Bree Coleman. So Mayaba will get two opportunities at the free throw line.
Mayaba being very aggressive, trying to go up with that shot. Again, knew that there was going to be some contact there, trying to get it to where it could be a three-point trip down the floor. A tough shot that she made, but again, drew the foul, gets to the line.
Mayaba with a couple of points in the first quarter. Trying to add to that here. Her first free throw is good. Bounced around on the rim, off the backboard, and fell for Mayaba. Her second opportunity coming here. And that one is up and off the back of the rim, no good. Bree Coleman the rebound for Lincoln. 23-13 the lead for Northwest. 9:30 to play in the first half. Over to the left side. On the wing is Brown Henderson. Now to the top of the key for Coleman. Coleman with a dribble. On to the left for Brinkle. Looks down low. Gets it to Brown Henderson, who hits the layup left side. That's four for Brown Henderson. Northwest pushes it up the floor. McConkie down to the baseline, left side, into the lane, shot in the double team, no good. Temprey Gunter with the rebound for Lincoln. Pass goes ahead to Davenport Brantley. She takes it all the way, misses the layup, and the rebound for Mayaba. Outlet will go to Haggard. Haggard across midcourt with the dribble, picked up by Gunter. Over to the right side, Coleman open. The three's on the way. That one off the front of the rim, rebound for Brinkle for Lincoln. Long pass ahead. Brown Henderson on the left side. Stops outside of the lane. Kicks it out to Brinkle. She'll put up a 15-footer from the left elbow. No good. And Mayaba there for another board for Northwest.
Boy, she is scoring the boards hard both offensively and defensively, and it's paying off so far.
8-point lead for the Bearcats, 8:34 to play in the first half. McAndrews in the right corner. Gets it out to Haggard between the circles. Haggard will get a screen from Maiava, works it over to the left side for Coleman on the wing, into the corner, McConkie. Drive along the baseline for McConkie, and it's knocked out of bounds by Davenport Brantley. Or this went off McConkie's leg and out of bounds, so it will belong to Lincoln. Tanya Meyer checks in for Northwest. Maria Dentlinger will also come into the game. I think Northwest sees an opportunity with their bigs to get some scoring in the lane. We're seeing them go with a bigger lineup more consistently. And Tanya Meyer playing inside a little more than outside.
And they've been aggressive inside, which is good to see.
Top of the key, Brantley tries to drive, cut off by Haggard to Gunter. Gunter with the drive, ball knocked out of her hands, but she draws the foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is called on Mallory McAndrews. That'll be her first team foul in this second quarter. And Gunter to the free throw line for two. It'll be the first free throw attempt for Lincoln in this first half, and the first free throw is good. It bounced around a little bit and fell. By the way, that was a guess that it went in because both Buck Shield and the official were right in front of me. The second one I know missed, and then on the rebound, Mallory McAndrews knocked to the floor.
It's kind of hard to see the scoreboard from our vantage point here, too.
Yeah.
To look at the one at the other end. It's a good thing that at least we got one that's up for Morgan.
Gunter called for the foul. And the Bearcats with the basketball, breaking full court pressure. McAndrews with it in the front court, left side, gets it over to Haggard between the circles right. She'll start the offense from there. Haggard to the top of the key, into the corner. Coleman on the drive, goes up with a layup, got it to go. Nice drive there by Kylie Coleman. And it's a 25-16 lead for Northwest Missouri State, 7:38 to play in the first half. CeCe Lopez with it for Lincoln on the left side on the wing. Now to the top of the key, Brantley. Backs it out, gives it to CeCe Lopez. Near the center circle, she calls out another offense. Gets a screen from Coleman. Drives, kick out to Gunter, right wing. Gunter with one dribble, over to the left side to Brantley. On the drive, into a double team, and they're going to call a foul here. It's either Haggard or Dentlinger that will pick up this foul. And they're going to give it on Maria Dentlinger. No, they did give it to Haggard, so that'll be the first on Haggard. And two free throw opportunities with the first one good for Davenport Brantley. Into the ball game for Lincoln is Kaylee Foster. Takes the place of Temporary Gunter. Second free throw by Brantley is good. Her first 2 points, and that will get Faith Brentel into the lineup. Full court pressure again from Lincoln. Northwest trying to get it to the middle of the floor. Guarded well by Lincoln. Cross midcourt it goes to Meyer. Meyer to Dentlinger between the circles. Over to the right side. McAndrews. Corner. Coleman. Three. Good. Again, good ball movement by Northwest. And they get a good look out of it. 9 points for Kylie Coleman in this first half. 28-18 the lead for the Cats. 6:49 to play in the half. Lopez on the right wing, guarded by Haggard, goes inside to Coleman, and as Coleman comes down with a pass, a foul call coming up against Northwest. Maria Dentlinger picks up her first.
I think early in this half, the officials are allowing a little more contact inside than what we've seen here in the last couple minutes.
Inbound coming from Kaylee Foster for Lincoln on her own baseline. Gets it into Brentel, right side. Looks in at the high post. Brown Henderson trying to get a shot off against Meyer. Can't. He'll have to kick it out to Brentel. At the center circle. She'll call out the offense. Works it out right side for Lopez. Has it on the wing. Now works it to the top of the key. Brown Henderson with it there. Takes one dribble toward the left. Now to Lopez. 7 on the shot clock. Lopez gets a screen. Goes over to the right for Brentel. Shot fake. Puts it up from 18, and it's good. Late Brentel just before the shot clock expired. And it's a 28-20 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 6:07 to play in the first half. Meyer with a pass across midcourt to Haggard to break the full court pressure. Haggard guarded by Lopez. Gets a screen from Meyer to the free throw line. Takes the jumper. No good. Brentel the rebound for Lincoln. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Left side of the floor. Now trying to go down the lane. Doesn't have room. Gets it out to Lopez. Top of the key. Lopez out to the right side. Finds Foster. Now to Brentel, who resets the offense. Gets a screen from Coleman. On to the right wing. Pass goes to Lopez. She'll launch a three, and that one is good for CeCe Lopez. First points of the game for Lopez. 5:27 to play in the first half, and it's a 28-23 game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. Coleman across midcourt with it. Brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Wants to get it to Haggard, but Lopez all over Haggard. And then as McAndrews tries to start a drive, they call her for a travel. So that will give it back to Lincoln. And for Northwest, Kehlani Mahava checks back into the lineup.
Come on, Coach. Looks bad to bag out there. Looks bad to bag.
Seeing Lincoln become a little bit more patient offensively, and what it's done is they've been getting a few better shots off, and they've been taking advantage of that, trying to get back in the game.
Lopez across midcourt to Coleman at the top of the key. Now it goes to Foster, and we have an illegal screen set by Lincoln University. This one will go against CeCe Lopez. That'll be her first. 13 foul against the Blue Tigers in this second quarter. 5:04 on the clock. Northwest with the basketball, leading by five. Haggard across midcourt. Dribbles over to the right. Now brings it back left. Meyer open. Takes the three. That misses to the right. Long rebound. Haggard picks it up. Up with the follow. That won't go. This time Lincoln out of there with the basketball. Lopez works it ahead to Brantley. Brantley into the lane. Gives it up to a cutting Kimbrough. Layup right side. No good. And Mayaba. Another rebound for Northwest. But on the outlet to Haggard. It gets away and gets to Lopez. A jumper on the left side. Brantley no good. Rebound tipped to Brantley. She drives. Kicks it into the corner for Kimbrough. Brings it out to Lopez, and now Lincoln will set the offense with 4:25 to play in the first half. Bearcats lead it by five. Now over to the left, a drive by Foster. Layup, no good. Meyer this time the rebound for the Cats. Outlet to Haggard. They'll push it up the floor. Haggard works it at the top of the key. Now over to the left side for Coleman. Looking in at Mayaba, guarded by Coleman. Instead goes over to the right side to Meyer, who drives with it. Shot blocked by Coleman. Meyer down with it. Gives it up to Mayaba, who has it knocked away and taken away by Lopez. And then Mayaba commits a foul, trying to get the basketball back for Northwest. That'll be the first on Mayaba. And it gets us to a timeout. 3:58 to play in the first half. 28-23 Northwest. We're back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com.
Lincoln with the ball coming out of the timeout. Bree Coleman at the top of the key works it over to the left side for Brantley. Northwest up by five. CeCe Lopez takes a three. That one off the back of the rim. The high rebound tipped around underneath, and Mayaba came down with it. Brantley tried to rip it out of her hands and gets called for a foul, so Northwest will have it. And they actually called a foul on Tyler Brown Henderson, so she'll pick up the first. And I believe we're going to have a technical foul here. Yep, technical foul on CeCe Lopez, so that'll be her second personal foul. It's also five team fouls against Lincoln. So Northwest will get a couple of free throws on the technical call, and then we'll have the basketball as well. So Mallory McAndrews steps to the free throw line to take the technical shots. First of two free throws on the way and good for McAndrews. Head coach Ayanna McWilliams getting an explanation from the official that called the technical on what Lopez said as the second one goes for McAndrews. So 5 points now for Mallory McAndrews. The Northwest will inbound it. 3:36 to go in the first half. And Faith Frentle checks back in as Lopez will go to the sideline. Pass ahead to Coleman. Three-quarter court pressure now from Lincoln. Trying to go to the middle, nearly taken away, but Haggard comes up with the basketball. Gets through a double team, now dribbles near the center circle, being guarded by Davenport Brantley. 3:23 to play in the first half. Northwest ahead by seven. Onto the right side, Coleman. Top of the key, McAndrews. Onto the left side, Haggard gets the screen, open the three, good. Jalen Haggard with her second three of the first half. All of her points outside the arc. Northwest back up by double digits. A 10-point lead for the Cats. Faith Brentel runs the point, dribbles over to the right wing. Now goes inside to Coleman. Guarded by Mayava. Coleman dips the shoulder, goes up with a shot, got it to go. Six for Coleman. 33-25 the lead for Northwest. 2:48 to go in the first half. Haggard gets the screen, working it to the right side with the dribble. Now gives it up for Coleman on the wing. Kylie Coleman looks in at Meyer cutting through. Not there to Haggard, top of the key. Onto the left side, McAndrews. Bounce pass into Mayava. Mayava, a couple of dribbles into the lane. The up and under move. Shot no good. Rebound on the backside for LaJanae Kimbrough for Lincoln. She'll bring it all the way up the floor. Kick it out. Brentel, right side three on the way. That one's off the left side of the rim. And the rebound taken by Meyer. Meyer's outlet, though, taken away by Coleman. Into the left corner. Brown Henderson takes the three. No good. Mayava on the backside for the board for Northwest. So now the Cats with possession. 2:07 to play in the first half. 33-25 the lead for Northwest. Now Haggard puts up a three. Top of the key, and it's good. Jalen Haggard feeling it in this first half. Three three-pointers, and Northwest with their biggest lead at 11.
And the Bearcats hit 7 overall in this game.
Top of the key with it is Brown Henderson. Out to the right side, Brantley. She'll drive to the free throw line and a reach-in foul against Jalen Haggard. That'll be the second on Haggard. Fifth team foul, so Brentel will get a couple of free throw opportunities for Lincoln.
Oh, I mean, going back to what you talked about early in this game about the ball movement Northwest is having offensively, they've been getting some open looks from three-point range and taking advantage of it now, 7 of 12.
I said Brinkle, it's actually Brantley at the line for two. She hits the first one. Maria Dentlinger and Macy Williams into the ball game for Northwest. And a second one coming for Brantley. And that one is on the way. And off the front of the rim, the rebound for Tanya Meyer. Outlet will go to Macy Williams. 1:40 to play in the first half. Williams runs the point. She replaced Haggard in the lineup. On to the left side, Coleman. Now to the baseline for Dentlinger. Out top of the key, McAndrews. Open, a three on the way. That one misses to the right. Rebound by Meyer underneath. She'll have to kick it out. Does so to McAndrews. Over to the right side. Gets it for Williams. Shot clock did not reset on the miss by McAndrews. Four on the shot clock. McAndrews to Williams. Williams driving baseline. Stripped of the ball as she tried to go up with the shot. So a shot clock violation against Northwest. And that will get Sharnay Anderson into the lineup for Lincoln. 1:13 to go in the first half. Northwest Missouri State ahead 36-26. Anderson will take the inbound and run the point for the Blue Tigers across midcourt. Dribbles over to the right wing, working against Macy Williams. Picks up the dribble, now top of the key. Shot fake by Brintel. Kick out pass right side. Anderson over to the left. This time it's Kimbrough on the drive. Shot knocked away by Meyer, but looks like Tanya Meyer will also be called for a foul here, meaning a couple of more free throw opportunities for Lincoln. That'll be the first on Meyer. LaJanae Kimbrough will attempt her first two free throws of the game. And her first one, high shot, goes down. It's her first point. 36-27 Northwest lead, just under a minute to play in the first half. Second free throw for Kimbrough is nothing but net. So she hit both. And inbound for Northwest against full court pressure once again. Macy Williams gets it in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline as Lincoln backs off. Brinkle reaches, tips the ball loose. They dive after it. Williams able to keep possession. Gets it to McAndrews, who falls. Gets it ahead to Meyer. Meyer now will give it for Macy Williams between the circles. 10 on the shot clock. 36 to play in the first half. Williams to the right. Now dribbles back to the left. Down the lane she goes. Gets it over to the right for McAndrews. 3 on the clock to Meyer. Top of the key. Sets up the 3. No good. And the rebound for Bree Coleman for Lincoln. Outlet ahead to Brinkle. Brentzel with the pass down to the baseline. Kimbrough with a shot fake. Backs it out in the corner. Now into Bree Coleman. Kick out. Right side Kimbrough. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Through the lane. Into the left corner it goes. Now inside and a double team and a kick out pass to the left wing. A three-pointer on the way from Kimbrough. No good. Macy Williams a rebound. 4 seconds to play in the half. Williams across midcourt to McAndrews. Launches it from the left side. It's just short. And at the end of the first half, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln, 36-28. We'll be back to Jason Gymnasium in Jefferson City right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoReAlestate.net.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
At Jason Gymnasium at the half, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead 36-28 over Lincoln University. And, John, a really solid first half by the Bearcat women.
It really was. They started out very aggressive from the opening tip, went to the boards hard both on the offensive and defensive side. A lot of good ball movement, which resulted in some open looks from outside. They were able to do that and hit those down. 3 of 15, or rather 7 of 15 from three-point range, and shot 41. Percent overall, so again, a solid half. Much like the first meeting, in the first meeting, Northwest was up 37-28 at the half. Here it's 36-28. Now, the thing to have to watch for, this is a very good third quarter team out of Lake. For some reason, they come out and they play tough in the third quarter. They get themselves back in a lot of games because of that. And in that last game, they had a hold on to win a one-point game, 61-60. So a lot of basketball left to be played. Northwest needs to really come out and be focused on getting off to another good start in the second.
36-28, our halftime score. Northwest with the lead. When we come back, we'll talk about the men's matchup with Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Associate Head Coach. We'll do it right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MerrivilleSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Back at Jason Gymnasium at the half of the women's matchup, 36-28, Northwest leading Lincoln University. Today's game being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln, Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Pitsenberger's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. A little bit later on this afternoon, the Northwest Missouri State men will face Lincoln, and joining us now is Northwest men's associate head coach, Austin Meyer. And Austin, a big game today. You know, you guys, you got to share the conference championship with the win on Thursday, but there's a lot on the line with this game here today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You talk about, you know, obviously regional, conference tournament, seedings, and then, you know, like Coach said after the game, you know, he teaches his kids to share, but he doesn't like to share things. So we want to win it outright. Obviously, Lincoln's a good team. They won 4 out of 5 games, and they're really good at home. It's a tough place to play, and they shoot a lot of threes. They've been making a lot of threes, and it's a team that can get it going.
I know you would have liked to have had it outright with a loss by Southern on Thursday, but does that maybe help out in terms of making sure that the guys, not that they wouldn't have been focused today, but it seems like there's going to be a little more determination there?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, like you said, you hope that you're ready to go, but in the back of their mind, if you already have it done, you hope they know it's still a very important game, but maybe it adds to a little bit, helps them focus a little bit more, knowing that it's a huge game for regular season purposes, being the last regular season game.
And you guys are going to have a little less than a week off, and you're going to have a little more time than normally, so that seems like another thing where the guys can really go out and give it their all, knowing that they're going to have some time to recover.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, leave it all out on the floor today, play as hard as we can. You know, we want to have a great game defensively and gear it up, because, you know, there's no point in playing like it's not March, because it basically is. It's here on forward, every game is huge, and we want to be playing at extremely high level every time we take the floor, because that's what we need to do in a postseason tournament setting, because obviously if you don't play well for a game, it's nothing else really matters, you're going home.
Now, when you talk about beating this team by 33 at home, you mentioned they're playing well now, play better here at home. Is it a little bit of nervousness to make sure that the guys get that last game out of their mind and don't take anything from that?
Yeah, we didn't talk a lot about how much we beat them by or whatever. It was more or less, you know, individualized. This guy did this, scouting report things, you know, maybe a guy that we don't want to go right too much, you know, some actions they run offensively, and just kind of little simple things. It wasn't really, we didn't really say much about the score.
You know, I know Coach McCollum's not going to want to talk about this after the ball game, because that's the way he is, but you've been there with him from the start. He's going for his 200th win here today. So talk about what that's taken just from a program perspective. I mean, it's obviously more than Coach McCollum. He'll tell you that. But just from a program perspective, in that short of a time, to be able to get to that landmark.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that take, you know, a lot of pride in it. You know, former players and coaches and everybody that's been along for the ride. And you know, I've been fortunate enough to be with him the whole time. And it's a big deal. You know, you think about especially the struggles we had the first couple of years. And didn't win many games those first couple of years. And to put that many wins together in that short of a time, you know, 20 win seasons and what, 6 straight years, is pretty impressive. And then to think 5 straight conference championships, you know, I remember when we won the first one, how exciting it was. Not that they're not exciting now, but it's pretty impressive, and it's come from a lot of really good players. Obviously, Coach has done a great job coaching the team and everything we do as a program, recruiting and the character, the culture thing. We all take a lot of pride in it. It's definitely something special.
Well, Coach, go out and get 200 today.
All right, thanks, man.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Associate Head Coach. They'll match up with Lincoln a little bit later on today. 36-28, our halftime score. The women, Northwest women with the lead over Lincoln. We're back with some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back to Jason Gymnasium in Jefferson City at the half of the women's matchup. Northwest Missouri State with a 36-28 lead over Lincoln. All the scoring for the Bearcats coming from the five starters. 9 points apiece for Jalen Haggard and Kylie Coleman. Haggard was 3 of 4 from three-point range. Coleman hit a three-pointer in that first half as well. Haggard also pulled down 4 rebounds. Northwest did out-rebound Lincoln 21-17 in that first half. 8 points from Tanya Meyer. She was 2 of 4 from three-point range. Also pulled down 9 rebounds in that first half for the Cats. Also for the Cats in the first half, Mallory McAndrews with 7 points, 1 of 5 from three-point range, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, and 3 points for Kehlani Mahaba. Mahaba also pointed out 4 boards in the first half for Northwest as well. On the other side for Lincoln, they're being led in scoring by Faith Brintle, who had 7 points, 6 points for Bree Coleman, 4 points out of the first half for Tyler Brown Henderson. Also 3 points from CeCe Lopez. She was 1 of 3 from three-point range to get her scoring. 3 points out of Davenport Brantley, all coming at the free throw line. She was 3 of 4 from there. A couple of points apiece for LaJanae Kimbrough and Alicia Kelke. And a point from Temprey Gunter rounding out the scoring for Lincoln in that first half. For Northwest, they were 12 of 29 from the field, good for 41.5%, 7 of 15 from three-point range, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. On the other side for Lincoln, 10 of 30 from the field, 2 of 7 from three-point range, and 6 of 8 at the free throw line. So there's a look at some of the numbers from the first half. We'll be back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're back at Jason Gym inside Jason Hall in Jefferson City. The Northwest Missouri State women with a 36-28 lead over Lincoln at the half. Just about time for second half action. Gives us a chance to let you know today's game is underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, as well as Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Northwest out there with Jalen Hager, also Kylie Coleman, Mallory McAndrews, Tanya Meyer, and Kaylani Mayava. And for Lincoln, Faith Brintle didn't start the game, but she's out there to start this second half, along with CeCe Lopez, Bree Coleman, Tyler Brown Henderson, and Kaylee Foster. They got the inbound, and the official's not happy that the music continued a little long, so they're going to reset the clock and re-inbound it. They got the music off in time. He probably could have just let it go, but here we are underway in the second half again. Over to the left side on the wing is Kaylee Foster. Inside it goes to Brown Henderson. Now swings around to Brintle over on the right. On the wing to CeCe Lopez, left side. Top of the key, Brintle. Brintle will back it out with the dribble. Over to the left, gets the screen. Down the lane she goes. Kick out pass goes to Foster. She'll drive on the baseline. Tries to go inside to Coleman, and we should have no. They're going to call a foul. Coach Scheel, I agree with him, standing there showing like it should have been a held ball, but they call a foul on Mallory McAndrews. And so that'll be the second on McAndrews. The basket was good by Bree Coleman, so she'll get one opportunity at the free throw line. And that free throw by Coleman is good. 9 points for Coleman. 36-31. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They have their first possession of the second half. Ahead it goes to Sonya Meyer. Now out to the center circle, Jalen Haggard. Haggard dribbles over to the right side on the wing. Haggard now to McAndrews, top of the key. McAndrews with one dribble, works it over to the left side for Coleman. Coleman will bring it down the right side of the lane. Ball knocked out of her hands by Lopez. Lopez picks it up, works it ahead to Brintle. Brintle down to the baseline with the dribble, left side of the floor. Now brings it out to the wing. Pass inside to Coleman, working against Mayava to the free throw line. A jumper from 15, no good for Brown Henderson, and Mayava there for the rebound for Northwest. Again, the Cats out-rebounded Lincoln by four in the first half. Now Haggard gets a screen from Mayava at the top of the key, gets it to Meyer. She'll take a three, nothing but net for Tanya Meyer. Third three of the game for Meyer, 39-31 the lead for Northwest, 8:39 to play in the third quarter. Brintle across midcourt with the dribble. Hands it off to CeCe Lopez. She's at the top of the key with it. Lopez out to the left side. Foster through the lane. Kick out to Brown Henderson. She drives with it underneath to Coleman. Coleman double team. Tries to go back to Brown Henderson. It's kicked by Mayava. So an inbound coming for Lincoln as Davenport Brantley will check into the lineup for Lincoln along with Alicia Kelke.
It's important for Northwest to maintain the type of intensity and focus they had throughout the first half. That was as good as they played from a focus standpoint, I think, all season long, and see if they could continue that here in the third quarter against a very good third quarter team out of Lincoln.
Ball down to Brown. Henderson out of the high post. Kelke, one dribble, kick out to the right side, and a drive by Foster. She throws it away. Kylie Coleman comes out of there with it for Northwest. Now Haggard on to the left for Coleman. She's on the wing with it, looking in at Meyer. Nothing there, so she'll go top of the key for McAndrews. Left side, Meyer, open for three. That one in and out, no good. Rebound along the baseline, picked up by Brintle for Lincoln. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Picked up by McAndrews. Top of the key. Gets a screen. Up with the 16-footer, and it's good for Faith Brintle. That's nine for Brintle. 39-33, the Northwest lead. 7:40 to play in the third quarter. Haggard with it. Guarded by Brantley. Gets a screen. Dribbles left. Now brings it back right. Meyer takes a long three. That from NBA range. And the rebound is picked up from by Alicia Kelke for Lincoln. Outlet to Brintle. Tried to go underneath. The ball tipped by McAndrews. It sails out of bounds. So Lincoln will inbound as Maria Dentlinger checks into the lineup for the Cats in place of Maiava. Bree Coleman and Temprey Gunter into the lineup for Lincoln. Kaylee Foster will inbound for the Blue Tigers on her own baseline, right side of the floor. Sets the play in motion. And the inbound pass out to the right side for Brantley, who collides with her teammate Brintle. Now gives it up to Brintle between the circles. Brintle over to the right with the dribble. Hands it for Brantley. Now on to the left side, Foster. Foster, a couple of dribbles. Back to Brintle, right side. Eight on the shot clock. Brintle, top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Goes up with the shot, no good. And Dentlinger there for the rebound for Northwest.
Cats continuing to do a good job defensively blocking out and getting some rebounds out of it.
Haggard with it for the Cats, guarded by Brintle, works it right side to McAndrews. Now out to Coleman, between the circles. She'll get it on the right wing to Dentlinger. Now into Haggard, drops it down to Meyer, but the ball is tipped loose and saved inbounds by Kaylee Foster. Saves it into Brintle. Brintle to the free throw line, kick into the left corner. Drive by Brantley. Brantley tried to get it into Bree Coleman, almost taken away, and Coleman should be called for a charge here as she knocked Mallory McAndrews to the floor. And they call Dentlinger with a foul instead, so that contact must have come before Coleman hammered McAndrews. Dentlinger called for her second. So a couple of free throw opportunities, which also is a surprise because she wasn't really attempting a shot, and the first one is good. Now I'm starting to believe Coach Shield just before the ball game started, after he shook hands with the officials. He looked at me and he goes, "Be ready, we're going to be in for a ride today." And I see why.
For a number of reasons.
A second free throw good for Coleman as well. She has 11, 39-35. This is the closest that Lincoln has been since early in the ball game. Now pass in the backcourt by Dentlinger, taken by Foster. Foster will kick it out to Brintle between the circles. She thought about going down low to Coleman, instead sets the half-court offense, works over to the right side, Foster with it on the wing. Foster with a couple of dribbles, looking inside, gets it to Coleman. Coleman up with the hook shot. It spins out, and Kylie Coleman with the rebound for Northwest. Full court pressure. She gets it to Haggard. Haggard will bring it up the floor. Now across the timeline with it. Started by Gunter. Skips it across right side to Coleman, who drives by Brantley. To the baseline. Tried to go to Dentlinger. It's off her fingertips and out of bounds, so Lincoln will get it back on the turnover. 5:47 to play in the third quarter, 39-35. So far for Northwest, a three-pointer by Tanya Meyer, the only scoring since halftime. Between the circles, Foster goes on the drive, stumbles, and will be called for a travel. Tyler Brown Henderson back in the lineup for the Blue Tigers. Takes the place of Foster. And full court pressure once again from Lincoln. Tanya Meyer will check back into the Bearcat lineup. We'll have to wait till the next dead ball. McConkie looking to inbound does to McAndrews. She'll dribble around a double team, and now an official stops play here. Coach Ayanna McWilliams brought something up to the official that was just in front of her, and now the officials send both teams to their sidelines. Not sure what the discussion is going to be here. Two of the officials, they're not looking at video replay. They're over talking with the scorer, the stat keeper. 5:34 to play. I don't think the game clock started. And if it did, it didn't start in time because the shot clock's at 29 seconds, and that ball was inbound for probably 4 or 5 seconds.
So that's got to be the issue, I would think.
And that's important to McWilliams because they're trying to get a 10 count against Northwest. So it looks like they're going to put 26 on the shot clock. And we'll leave the game clock where it's at. Honestly, both should probably be switched or changed, but they're just going to update the shot clock, leave 5:34 on the game clock. So Northwest will inbound. Northwest will inbound. That is going to allow Tanya Meyer to get into the lineup in place of Kylie Coleman. So they've got 6 seconds to get the ball across midcourt, and they've got to go the full length of the floor, which doesn't seem too fair because they were out beyond the free throw line when the whistle blows. This should be an inbound from the sideline. But Northwest will inbound on the baseline instead. Meyer looking to trigger it in, does so to Haggard. Haggard will push it up the floor. Crossover dribble, gets across the timeline. Now she gets by a defender. Right side McAndrews, three on the way. Rattles out from McAndrews, but the rebound and follow good by Mallory McConkie. First points for McConkie, Northwest up 41-35. Lincoln with the ball, Brentel between the circles, 5:15 to play in the third quarter. Now Brown Henderson with it. Bree Coleman onto the left side for Gunter. Gunter into the lane with it. Gives it up for Coleman. Coleman can't get into the lane, so she'll kick it out to Brantley. Brantley resets. 10 on the shot clock. Gets to the free throw line. 16-foot shot is good for Davenport Brantley. 5 points for Brantley. More full court pressure from Lincoln. Haggard takes the inbound and will get a chance to dribble across midcourt. As Lincoln backed off after the inbound pass came in. Haggard over to the left side for Meyer. On the wing, Meyer on the drive into the lane, down to the baseline for Dentlinger, who's tripped up by Gunter, who was behind her. Tried to get a pass to McConkie, but it goes out of bounds, and it brings us to a timeout. 4:38 to play in the third quarter, 41-37 Northwest. We're back right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Lincoln with the basketball. Northwest Missouri State with the lead, 41-37. Top of the key with it is Tyler Brown Henderson. Looks over to the left side, gets it to the high post. Coleman now to Brown Henderson. On to the left, Brantley. Brantley gets a screen, wants to drive with it, is cut off. Now works it out to the left side. A three on the way from Brown Henderson. Hits the back of the rim, bounds out, and the rebound to McConkie for Northwest. Started by Gunter up the floor, across midcourt on the right side. Now dribbles to the middle of the floor, between the circles. Back over to the right. Picks up the dribble, gets it out to Haggard. Haggard will get a screen from Meyer, working it over to the left. Now to McConkie. Looking inside at Dentlinger. Instead will put it on the floor, gets a screen from Dentlinger. Out to McAndrews, open for three. That one rattles out, and the rebound to Brown Henderson for Lincoln. Outlet to CeCe Lopez. to the top of the key. We'll leave it for Brown Henderson. Now a kick out to Gunter on the right wing. Looks inside, gets it to Coleman. Coleman gets around Dentlinger, hits the shot, but they're going to wave it off and call a foul on the floor on Maria Dentlinger, and that'll be the third on Dentlinger. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Kylie Coleman and Kehlani Maava check in for Northwest. And an inbound on the right side to Brantley for Lincoln. Bounce pass goes inside, right back out to Brantley from Brown Henderson. Brantley to Gunter at the high post. She'll dribble over to the right side, spin, give it to Lopez. Lopez tries to drive down the right side of the lane to Gunter in the corner. Now inside to Coleman. Coleman up with the shot. Maava had gone for the steal, didn't get it, and in trying to recover, fouls Coleman and will give her another three-point play opportunity. That'll be the second on Kehlani Maava.
Coleman very quick in the post with a little quick first step off that pivot, and it's been hard for Northwest to try to match up in the third quarter.
Coleman 3 of 3 at the line. She could bring Lincoln to within one. The free throw in and out, no good. Her first miss at the line, and then on the rebound, a fight for the board. Brown Henderson and Maava, but it was Brown Henderson who tipped it out of bounds, so Northwest will have it. 3:14 to play in the third. The Cats have led by as many as 11 in this one. As the inbound comes to Coleman, she'll dribble it across midcourt left side. Now get tried to go over to Meyer, but let her too much with the pass. It goes out of bounds, and Lincoln will have an opportunity to either tie or take the lead on this possession.
Turnovers beginning to take its toll on Northwest. That's the 14th turnover for the Cats in this one. And Lincoln, for the most part, has done a pretty good job taking care of the basketball. Just 6 turnovers.
So Lincoln with it. Faith Brintel checked back into the lineup. And now between the circles is Lopez. As she walked it up the floor, works it over to Brintel on the left wing. Brintel skips it across to Lopez on the right wing. She looks at a couple of cutters working their way through to Gunter. Top of the key, she drives, goes up with a shot right side, and it's good. More time. Temporary Gunter with 3 points, and it's a 41-41 game. Maava in the backcourt with 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Maava across the timeline with it, working against Coleman. Now into the corner for Kylie Coleman. Kylie gets it out between the circles to Haggard. Haggard will get a screen at the top of the key. Open, takes a three. Cats needed that. Big one from Jalen Haggard. That's her fourth three-pointer of the game, 44-41 Northwest. 2:18 to play in the third. Over to the left side is Brintel. Brintel down inside to Coleman. Coleman will work into the lane with it. Go up with the shot across the lane. No good. But draws another foul. This one will be on Kehlani Maava. And that'll be the third on Maava.
Coleman's been very good about initiating contact in the post and then getting the call going her way to get to the free throw line.
She's 3 of 4 at the line. We'll have two opportunities here with 2:07 to play in the third quarter. First free throw is on the way and good. Mele Tupuwata will check into the lineup for Northwest. Take the place of Maava. And Coleman with a second free throw opportunity. She has 14 points, the only double-digit scorer so far for the Blue Tigers. As the second free throw goes as well. 44-43, Northwest on top. Inbound to Kylie Coleman for Northwest. Coleman dribbling in the backcourt with it. Works it ahead to Tupuwata. It's knocked away. Goes out of bounds off the leg of Tupuwata. And Lincoln forces another turnover in the full court pressure.
Lincoln's taking advantage of turnovers tonight, or this afternoon as well, outscoring Northwest 11-2 on that off of turnovers.
So now on the right side with it is Brintel. Brintel to the top of the key for Lopez. Lopez drives on Haggard, kicks it out onto the baseline left. Taken by Brown Henderson. Now out between the circles is Brintel. Brintel on the left side. Starts to drive, cut off into the left corner. Three-pointer on the way, and it is good. Kaylee Foster with the three from the left corner. Her first points of the game. Now Kylie Coleman takes the inbound for Northwest. 46-44, Lincoln on top. Coleman double-teamed at midcourt. Now across the timeline to Tupuwata. Tupuwata, kick-out pass tipped by Brintel, picked up by McAndrews. McAndrews gets it out to Meyer, and a timeout for Northwest. 1:11 to play in the third. 46-44, Lincoln's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. And we'll be back right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799. Or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Back at Jason Gymnasium, which essentially becomes an auditorium during timeout, so with the band playing. Today's game underwritten by Championship Motors on South Main, across from Walmart and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Swaddle and Brian Bierkauer, proud supporters of Northwest.
What I want to know is, do they get athletic scholarships or music scholarships over the type of show they put on over there?
Could be either way. Northwest with the ball out of the timeout. Jalen Haggard onto the right side for McConkey. Down to the baseline with the drive. Goes into the corner for an open McAndrews, but overthrows the pass into the band. And so another turnover for the Bearcats in this third quarter, and Lincoln with a chance to add to their two-point lead. A minute to play in the third. Lopez across the timeline. Working it over to the right side, guarded by Jalen Haggard on the wing with it. Goes to the top of the key. Brintel will take a three. It's off the front of the rim. And Tupawata with a rebound for Northwest. Oh! Now to McConkey. Gets it for Haggard. Haggard gets by a double team. Across midcourt with it. Now the double team comes back. She goes the other way. Gets it for Meyer. Back to Haggard. Haggard guarded by Gunter. Dribbling with it as she gets a screen from Meyer. Left open, takes a three. Got it. Don't leave her open today. That's five threes for Jalen Haggard. All of her scoring coming outside the arc. 47-46, Northwest back on top. 18 seconds to play in the third quarter. CeCe Lopez with it out between the circles. Now over to the right side. Brintel on the wing to the top of the key for Foster. Over to the left, Gunter. Down low to Coleman. Back out top, Lopez. Tries to drive with it, cut off, kicks it out to Foster, launches the shot, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. 47-46, Northwest with the lead, heading into the fourth quarter over Lincoln. We'll be back after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestine and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-582. 4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
Back at Jason Gymnasium, Northwest Missouri State starts the fourth quarter with the basketball and a one-point lead. Jalen Haggard on the right wing, on the drive, up with a shot, got it to go, and she draws the foul on CeCe Lopez. Haggard having herself a game this afternoon.
Boy, she certainly is, not only from three-point range, but a great drive to the basket that time. Saw the contact coming, had the focus to knock that shot down and get to the free throw line.
That's the third on Lopez. That's been big today for the Blue Tigers. They haven't played much with their point guard, CeCe Lopez, who has been in foul trouble a lot of the way. So Haggard will step to the line, try to continue the streak of scoring in threes up to this point. It's all come from outside the arc this time around, trying to do it the old-fashioned way. Got the bucket to go, and her free throw is good. 18 points and a four-point lead now for Northwest. First possession of the fourth quarter for Lincoln. A drive from Brown Henderson, an up and under move. McConkie blocks it away. Ball loose on the baseline. McConkie up with it for the catch. Gives it for Haggard, who will try to break the full court pressure. Dribbles through a couple of defenders. Ahead to McAndrews. Open three. In and out, no good. McConkie trying to crash the boards is going to be called for a foul. Just about got to the basketball, but Coleman getting enough of the body. McConkie called for her first. First team foul in the fourth. And Lincoln will have it. Northwest Missouri State ahead 50-46. Northwest trying to keep Lincoln winless in conference play this year and go out on a positive note with this, their final game of the season. Coleman between the circles with it. On to the left side. Brentel gets it inside. Brown Henderson now to Coleman at the free throw line. Over to the right side, Kimbrough. She drives, spins, bobbled the ball, and will be called for a travel. That will give it back to Northwest.
It's a good focus out of Northwest to start this fourth quarter, getting back to the kind of aggressive play that they had to start the game.
Kehlani Maiaba to inbound, gets it to McConkie. McConkie will dribble up the left sideline, gets by Brentel. Cross the timeline with it to the wing. Now to Haggard. She gets the offensive play call from Coach Shield. Dribbles over to the left side to Maiaba between the circles. Inside to Meyer. Meyer with a dribble. Shot off the glass. Good for Tanya Meyer. 15 points for Tanya Meyer. And it's now a 52-46 lead for Northwest. 8:43 to play. Lincoln with the ball. Inside to the high post for Coleman. Coleman dribbles down. Up and under move from Coleman. She was too far behind the backboard. Missed it. And Maiaba comes away with the rebound. Haggard will get a chance to dribble it up the floor. Waiting at midcourt is Davenport Brantley. Screen from Maiaba. And now Haggard to the top of the key for Meyer. Over to the right, McConkie. McConkie into the lane. Kicks it out left side, McAndrews. Now back to Haggard. Nine on the shot clock. Haggard gets a screen from Meyer. Dribbling on the right side. On the drive. Jump stop shot up. No good, but she draws a foul. And Haggard will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Lajene Kimbrough called for her second team foul as well against Lincoln. Haggard will get two opportunities. Just hit a free throw a few moments ago to convert a three-point play. And her first free throw here is good. 19 points today for Jalen Haggard. A second opportunity coming for Haggard as well. One official over at the scorer's table, though, having a chat with the official scorer before the second attempt from Jalen Haggard.
Haggard's also pulled down four rebounds in the game, just doing everything well this afternoon. It's exactly what you want to see out of your guard.
And now Haggard set to step to the line for a second opportunity. And that one is on the way and also good. So 20 points now for Jalen Haggard. Northwest up by 8, 54-46, 8 minutes to play. Lincoln with the basketball. On the right side, on the wing, is Brantley. Looks inside to Coleman, gets it to her. Coleman wants to take it to the hoop, spins again, a hook shot short. Maiaba there for the rebound. Outlet goes to Haggard. Across the timeline, ahead to the left side, McAndrews. Now to Haggard between the circles. Haggard with the crossover, drive, kick out to McAndrews. Now to Meyer between the circles, over to the right side, McConkie. McConkie looks in at Haggard, cutting to the lane, down the lane, and Haggard fouled as she takes possession of the basketball. This one will go against Bree Coleman. That'll be her second, third team foul against the Blue Tigers. Maria Dentlinger in the lineup, taking the place of Kehlani Maiava. CeCe Lopez back on the floor for the Blue Tigers. And Northwest inbounds, right side on the baseline. Haggard looks to trigger it in, does to McConkie, left corner. McConkie will get it between the circles for Meyer. Now to the right side, Haggard. Haggard will dribble it over to the left side of the floor. Now to McConkie between the circles. Lopez read it, gets the steal, goes for a layup the other way, and it's good for CeCe Lopez. Just 5 points in this game for Lopez. And then she knocks away the inbound pass, but McConkie picks it up and gets it to Haggard. Just over 7 minutes to play in this one. Northwest up 54-48. Haggard on the right side, guarded by Lopez. Goes on the drive, gets by Lopez. Layup good for Jalen Haggard. Haggard with 22 points. 56-48, the lead for Northwest. Lopez over to the right side with the dribble. Goes up with a shot outside the paint. No good. And Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. It almost looks like that third quarter, while it was good for Lincoln, may have ran them out of gas.
Yeah, they look a lot more tired now than they did in that quarter. And again, they did a lot to try to get back in the game, and you're exactly right.
Meyer takes a jumper from 8 on the baseline right. No good. Rebound for Bree Coleman for the Blue Tigers. Ahead she goes with a pass to Kimbrough, and now a timeout for Lincoln with 6:18 to play, 56-48, Northwest Missouri State's lead. We'll be back to Jason Gymnasium in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran home buyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Back to Jason Jim Lincoln with the basketball. Following the timeout, the inbound to Temporary Gunter. Gunter will hand it off for Faith Grintle. 56-48, Northwest Missouri State's lead, 6:10 to play. Gunter with it at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Foster. Foster with a dribble. Now to Brintle. She'll put up a three-pointer, and it's good. Faith Brintle has hit some big shots today. She's got 12 points. That's her second three-pointer. 56-51 Northwest. Macy Williams across midcourt with the dribble. She's being guarded by LaJanae Kimbrough. Over to the left side. Now gives it up for McConkie. To the right. Dentlinger. McAndrews inside to Meyer. Meyer gets away from a double team, tries the reverse layup, but they're going to call her for a foul. And that'll be the second on Tanya Meyer, second team foul against Northwest as well. And to the ball game comes Kylie Coleman, takes the place of McAndrews. 5:39 to go. Brinsel will bring it up the floor. Just a quick breather for Jalen Haggard. She now gets in front of the scorer's table to check in for the Cats. Over to the right side on the wing for Foster. Now to the top of the key, Kimbrough. On to the left, Gunter. Gunter nearly lost the dribble, but gets it to Brintle, who takes another three and hits another three. 15 for Brintle. 56-54. Northwest with the lead in the ball. Meyer ahead to Dentlinger near midcourt. Across the timeline. Now to Coleman. Coleman thought about taking a three in transition. Instead, gets it out to Macy Williams. Williams will set the offense. Gets a screen from Meyer. Down the right side of the lane, up with the shot, blocked away and out of bounds. Kimbrough got a hand on it. Northwest will inbound as Haggard will come into the lineup and will take the place of Williams. Haggard will inbound baseline right. 12 seconds on the shot clock. 5:01 to play in the game. Haggard's inbound out to Coleman, top of the key. Now over to Haggard on the right side. Stay on the shot clock as Haggard gets a screen. Will drive with it. Goes up with the jumper. That one no good. Rebound McConkie. Follow on the left won't go. McConkie has it tipped away from behind by Gunter. And it's tipped out to Brinkle. Ahead to Gunter, right side. Thought about a three. Instead, into Coleman. Now to Brinkle. Fakes on a three. Goes on the drive. A floater from six. No good. Rebound for Meyer for Northwest. Meyer gets it to Haggard. 4.5 minutes to play. Haggard across the timeline with it. Northwest Missouri State clinging to a two-point lead. Haggard on the drive. Into the corner, McConkie. One dribble for her. Tries to get it into Meyer. Not there. Dentlinger top of the key. Now to Coleman. Over to the right for Haggard. Haggard with one dribble. Puts up a three-pointer. Got it! New career high in scoring for Jalen Haggard. Her sixth three-pointer of the game. She has 25. 4:05 to go. Northwest up by 5. Now Brintle on the drive. Down the left side of the lane. Spins. Kicks it out top of the key. Foster over to the left. Gets it for Brintle. She'll put up a three. That one off the right side of the rim. Bree Coleman the rebound and gets fouled on the follow. So Coleman goes back to the free throw line for two. Foul will be against Mallory McConkie. That's the second on McConkie. 13 foul against Northwest. And Coleman to the line where she is 5 of 6 today. Two more opportunities here. And her first one is good. 16 points for Bree Coleman. Mallory McAndrews back into the game, takes the place of Mallory McConkie. 3:50 to go, 59-55. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. Second free throw from Coleman is up, and that one spins in. 17 now for Bree Coleman. Dentlinger inbounds against the full court pressure. Gets it to McAndrews. Haggard trying to get away to get the basketball, now does. She dribbles it up the floor, hesitates, now crosses the timeline. Gets a screen from Meyer. On the left wing with it. Left open, takes the three. In and out, no good. Dentlinger, the rebound for Northwest. Kick out to Coleman, is knocked out of bounds. Kaylee Foster got a hand on it for the Blue Tigers. Good thing Coach Shield was standing up. That thing knocked his chair back about 3 feet. Kylie Coleman inbounded. To Haggard between the circles. Haggard. Holding on to it, closely guarded by Kimbrough. Now on the drive, up with the shot, no good. And the official, I think, a little undecided on the call, does end up calling the block, so Haggard will go to the free throw line. The foul is on Kaylee Foster, her first.
Probably one where it could have gone either way. Fortunately for Northwest, getting a chance to get to the free throw line with Haggard, just really taking this game over in the fourth quarter.
She's 3 of 3 at the line. We'll have two opportunities here with 3:24 to play. First free throw, in and out. 59-56, the lead for Northwest. A second free throw coming for Jalen Haggard. Haggard toes the line. Spins the ball, dips, fires. That one is good. So Haggard now with 26 points, a four-point lead for the Bearcats. Lincoln with the basketball. Brintle across midcourt with the dribble. Works it over to the right side on the wing from Foster. Foster now to the top of the key, Kimbrough, onto the left, Gunter. Looks down low, gets it to Coleman. Coleman now to Brintle at the left elbow. Inside, cutting to the basket, Kimbrough. Her shot no good. Meyer the rebound for Northwest. 3 minutes to play. Haggard across the timeline with it, guarded by Kimbrough. Dribbling out near the center circle now. Gets the screen, works it over to the right side. Northwest trying to work a little bit of clock here. Haggard works it to the left for Coleman. Coleman on to the right. McAndrews to Haggard on the wing. Shot fake for Haggard. 6 on their shot clock. Haggard down to the baseline. Inside to Meyer. Meyer can't grab it. Tried to catch it one-handed. It got by that hand and out of bounds. And Kehlani Maiava will check into the lineup as Lincoln will take possession. Dentlinger to the sideline for Northwest. 2:37 to go. Bearcats up 60-56. Brintle across midcourt with the dribble. To the high post for Bree Coleman. Now to the top of the key, Foster. On to the right, Brintle. Inside to Coleman. Trying to drive on Maiava. Can't. To Gunter. 8-footer. Too strong. Rebound for Meyer for Northwest. 2:18 to go. across midcourt. Haggard working against Gunther this time around. Gets a screen from Meyer. Into the lane. Kick out right side. McAndrews takes a three. Got it! Mallory McAndrews with her second three of the game. 63-56 Northwest. 2 minutes to play. Ahead in transition. The layup no good by Kimbrough. The rebound out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State.
Coleman knocked the ball out of Mayava's hands out of bounds, and now Northwest looking to face a little full-court pressure.
Haggard a little bit dinged, but she'll stay in the lineup. She's a tough kid. Inbound comes to McAndrews. McAndrews will put it on the floor as the double team comes her way, and they're going to call Bree Coleman for a block here. That'll be the third on Coleman. 15 foul, so a couple of free throw opportunities coming up for Mallory McAndrews for Northwest. Good one to have at the line. She's 2 of 2 at the line. Took a couple of free throw attempts on a technical foul called against CeCe Lopez earlier in the game. And McAndrews will step to the line and get two more opportunities here with 1:49 to go, 63-56 Northwest lead.
She had two free throws in the first meeting that gave Northwest a three-point lead with 10 seconds left in the game that helped Northwest to the line against Lincoln.
First free throw here is good. 64-56 Northwest. Second free throw for McAndrews, also good. So she hit them both. 4 of 4 at the line. 10 points for Mallory McAndrews. 65-56 Northwest. 1:44 to go. Lincoln with the basketball. On the right side, Kimbrough has it on the wing. Now to the top of the key for Foster. Over to the left side, Gunter. Back top of the key, Brentel. Steps back. Wants a three, but instead goes over to Foster. She'll give it for Kimbrough. Kimbrough drives. Spins. Goes up with a shot. Good off the glass for LaJune Kimbrough. 4 points for Kimbrough. Meyer takes her time picking up the basketball. Now gets the inbound to Coleman. And Coleman pushed from behind pretty blatantly by Gunter. She'll be called for the foul. And that will be the second on Gunter. And two free throw opportunities for Kylie Coleman for Northwest. She's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Has 9 points in the ball game. So Coleman steps to the line, trying to increase Northwest's lead. Right now it's 65-58. First free throw, in and out. 1:18 to play.
Watch out, watch out.
Second free throw coming for Coleman. That one is up and good. Coleman with 10 points. Four Bearcats in double-digit scoring today. 66-58 their lead. Inside to Bree Coleman for Lincoln. Up with the shot. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Mayava will control it for Northwest. Outlet goes to Haggard. Cross the timeline with the dribble, and we've got a stoppage of play here. And a reach-in foul against Lincoln. They call it on Bree Coleman. That'll be her fourth. So with 1:03 to go, Jalen Haggard steps to the line for two. Haggard already with a career high in scoring today at 26 points. She's 4 of 5 at the line so far and hits the first. 67-58 Northwest.
Hey, dig in here. Dig in
a second
here.
One coming for Jalen Haggard. And that one is good. Coach Shield telling his team to dig in, play hard for just another minute here. Try to end the season on a win. Lincoln with the ball. Northwest up by 10. Brentel gives it up to Kimbrough. On the drive. Underneath to Coleman with the shot. It's good for Bree Coleman. Full court pressure again from Lincoln. The inbound to Tanya Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles. Ahead to Mallory McAndrews. She's across midcourt with it. Now a reach-in foul on Kaylee Foster. That'll be the second on Foster. And two more free throw attempts for Mallory McAndrews.
Northwest has done a good job handling that full court pressure in the fourth quarter when they really needed to handle it. They've done a good job getting the ball into the front court and then running their offense and getting some good looks.
McAndrews 4 of 4 at the line. Two opportunities here. She's also got a couple of three-pointers in this ball game. First free throw up and good. 69-60 Northwest with the lead. 48 seconds to go. And a second free throw for McAndrews. She dips and fires. That one good as well. Timeout for Northwest. They lead it by 10. 48 seconds to play. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Gymnasium, 48 seconds to go in this one. Northwest Missouri State women with a lead 70-60. Trying to keep Lincoln winless in conference play, and for Northwest trying to end the season on a victory. Go into the offseason with a positive note. They're just 48 seconds away from that as Coach Steele continues to keep his team pumped up here for the last 48. An inbound comes to the top of the key for Brentel. She gets a screen, launches a three. That one misses short and left. Long rebound into the corner. Kimbrough will chase it down. Drives the baseline. The layup is good for LaJanae Kimbrough. Six for Kimbrough. And on the inbound, Haggard will be fouled right away, and they'll call this one on Kimbrough. That'll be her third, and Jalen Haggard will go to the other line to shoot two for Northwest. 37.8 seconds to play.
We talked about Jalen with a career high in points this afternoon, and really she's done it within the offense. Hasn't taken any bad shots or too many shots. When that shot's been there, she's taken it, and she's been able to knock them down.
First free throw is good for Haggard. Haggard can hit the 30-point mark if she knocks down the second free throw here. 71-62, the lead for Northwest. Second free throw for Haggard is good. So she breaks 30, and it's a 10-point Northwest lead. Just over a half a minute to play. Right side, CeCe Lopez takes the shot. It's a three by Lopez. Second three of the game for Lopez, and then Meyer takes the inbound and is fouled right away. So she'll go to the free throw line. This foul will be called on Kaylee Foster, and that'll be the third on Foster. So Tanya Meyer steps to the free throw line. First trip to the line for Meyer. She has 3 three-pointers and 15 points total today. Last game is a Bearcat for Tanya Meyer. Her first free throw is good. Second coming for Meyer. 31 seconds to play.
Hand up. Turn by.
A little bit of movement across the lane to line up for Lincoln, and now Meyer gets the basketball for her second free throw attempt. And that one is up and good. So Meyer hit them both. And a timeout for Lincoln. 31 seconds to go. 74-65. The lead for Northwest over Lincoln. We'll be back to Jefferson City right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back at Jason Gym here at Lincoln University. 31 seconds to go, 74-65. Northwest with the lead over Lincoln as the Bearcats try to close out the season with a win. This will be their last game. Their loss on Thursday kept them out of an opportunity to get into the MIAA postseason tournament. So they know this is their final game.
Very similar game to what they played the first meeting with Lincoln. They had a lead at halftime here, 36-28. They were up in that first meeting at 37-28. They had to fight off a Lincoln team that played a very good third quarter in that first game. The same here this afternoon. Northwest playing a little bit better, though, in the fourth quarter than they did in the first meeting.
Inbound to CeCe Lopez. Left side, guarded by Haggard. Forces the three. Well short. Rebound by Tanya Meyer, and Meyer will be fouled.
Here we go.
And this foul will be called on LaJanae Kimbrough. That'll be the fourth on Kimbrough. And two free throws coming for Tanya Meyer with 24 seconds to play. Meyer toes the line with all of her teammates behind her. No shot clock. And the first free throw good by Meyer. End of the ball game. Amber Braxton along with Charnay Anderson for Lincoln.
Coming out.
Hey, here we go. Be solid.
And a second free throw now coming up for Tanya Meyer. And that second free throw good for Meyer. So she hits both. Inbound. Across midcourt comes Kimbrough. She goes into the lane, kicks it out to the corner. A three-pointer from Brantley is too long. Rebound on the baseline, picked up by Kimbrough. She'll drive with it with 15 on the clock. Now top of the key, Anderson down to the baseline left. A jumper on the way. No good for Braxton. And the rebound for Tanya Meyer. And it looks like Lincoln will back off here. So the Bearcats will finish the season on a winning note as they'll take the victory over Lincoln 76-65 here at Jason Gym. We owe you a timeout before going to our post game. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Back in Jefferson City, the Northwest Missouri State women get the win today, 76-65 over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They held off a charge by Lincoln in the third quarter after leading it by 8 at the half and able to come up with the win here today by 11, 76-65, knocking down their free throws late in the ball game to be able to extend out that lead. But again, the Northwest women with the win. Lincoln ends up winless in conference play this year. We'll be back with more from Jefferson City right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Jason Gym as they are recognizing seniors for both the women's and men's basketball teams here between games. And for the Northwest women, they go out on a winning note, 76-65, the final over Lincoln. And, John, when you look at this matchup today, you kind of mentioned how the game went overall, but one of the things I think you and I were both kind of noticing, Tanya Meyer, the lone senior, well, Mele Tupuwata, but Meyer, the longtime player for Northwest, this was her final game, and We've been hearing from the coaching staff that Jalen Haggard could potentially be a leader for this team. Obviously, as a true freshman, that's a hard thing to ask a true freshman to do. But with the way she played today, you almost wonder if Jalen knows she's got to step up.
Yeah, it's almost like it's kind of the passing of the baton here this afternoon. As the second half really went along, you saw Jalen out there taking control of the offense, not only with the points that she scored, but just running the offense, getting the ball to the right person offensively, and then driving in the bucket when they needed her to drive, and stepping back and knocking down a three, and then playing some good defense. It really seemed like she was the leader on the floor in this game, and Tanya had a heck of a career, just kind of stepped back a little bit, let Jalen do what she did, and then Tanya put up some good numbers today as well to finish out her career. But I really think this team may be in some good hands with Jalen Haggard at that point guard position.
And really, that's been one of the fun things this year with this women's team. They didn't have a ton of wins, but if we go back to the beginning of this season, seeing these true freshmen playing college basketball, playing in the MIAA, which is a very good Division II conference, to see their growth over the course of the season, I think has been the most fun to watch out of this team.
Playing much, much better basketball than they did early in the year. You see, like you talked with Haggard, the progress she made this year. Another player that is saw a lot of lately and worked her way into the starting lineup, Kylie Coleman, is really going to be a factor, I think, in with this program in the next 3 years. And she came down and was playing much more comfortable on the floor and doing a lot of the little things that you want to see out of a player coming in at the collegiate level. So she played well. Mallory McConkey also getting a lot of playing time as a freshman. So you got some good young players to build a nucleus around. Now, of course, still going out on the recruiting trail now, and to bring in a few more good players to go with that good core there, and I think you can see some good things for the next few years.
The Northwest Missouri State women with the win, 76-65 over Lincoln University this afternoon. We'll be back with our Extra Effort Award winner right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Jason Gym in Jefferson City, where they just wrapped up their senior recognition. There are 5 seniors for the women's team and 2 for the men's team. But it is time for our Extra Effort Award after the win by Northwest Missouri State women this afternoon. And, John, this one, a no-doubter.
A no doubt about that. Jalen Haggard gets the Extra Effort Award, 30 points. Career high scoring-wise, she was just one shy of tying a career high for 3-pointers in the game. 6 of 8 from 3-point range, 8 of 14 overall. 8 of 9 at the free throw line, had 3 assists in this game, and just really took over the game when Northwest needed a leader out there in the fourth quarter, and helped this team pick up that 76-65 win.
Tanya Meyer with 19 points to wrap up her career for Northwest. She had 3 three-pointers in the game as well. 12 points for Mallory McAndrews, and 10 points out of Kylie Coleman, and 3 for Kaylani Mayava, rounding out the scoring for Northwest. On the other side for Lincoln, they were led by Bree Coleman, who finished with 19 points. Faith Brintle with 15 points, including 3 three-pointers. But the Northwest women finish out the season with the win, 76-65 over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We'll do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.